Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one congresswoman think of the America Rescue Plan, the potential for infrastructure projects, the expansion of biofuels, and more? Let's go in depth with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Congresswoman, how are you?
I'm doing okay. We had another vote that came up on us all of a sudden this morning. So it's, you know, it's just chaos a little bit. So pretty par for course.
Am I right in that you're considering the President Biden's American Rescue Plan today?
We are, yes. We'll be probably voting on that at about mid-afternoon.
So what's in it? I mean, I know there's a lot in it, but can you give us a summary?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm really pleased with how this turned out on multiple levels. First and foremost, of course, to address the issue related to the spread of COVID. So $400 billion for vaccines and COVID-19 containment. That includes things like, you know, making sure that we've got mobile hotspots coming out to rural parts of Iowa so we can get this out to folks. It also includes a vaccination program that efficiently administers the vaccine out to the different parts of our country, increases testing, and then helps our public workforce, our public health workforce, have the supplies they need to address all of this. So that's a big part. One other piece of that, which I know parents will be thrilled to hear, schools will get $168 billion of that to help schools open safely, reopen safely with the proper protocols, cleanliness, and all the things that are necessary to keep our students and teachers safe. We had to keep money in people's pockets, of course, so as we move through this recession, this downturn in the economy. So we've got $1,400 per adult coming out, and for dependents now, 17 years and up. For those families that make no more than $150,000 combined, or $75,000, individually, so they're going to receive another stimulus check. And then we've got extended unemployment to keep those folks with some money in their pocket who have lost their jobs. And I was really pleased to see that my bill that I had been working on to get included was included in the Senate package. And that allows Iowans who needed those unemployment benefits last year to waive taxes on their first $10,200 in the support that they got. So this was included, and I'll tell you what, I can't think of a better time to get this done, because the last thing I could think of is kicking somebody when they're down. They're on unemployment already, getting a massive tax bill that they can't afford. I can only imagine how difficult that would be. So we got that in. And another big fix that I was able to get in is for Medicare reimbursement rates for our firefighters and first responders. This is to fix a loophole that our local EMTs were not getting reimbursed for medical help that they were giving on location, which of course has been much more prevalent during COVID-19. So they weren't getting reimbursed. And so that meant that, they didn't have the funds, and our local health providers didn't. So two of those pieces got in, and I'm very excited about that. So I think this is a really overall good bill. Money for child care stabilization so parents can get back to work, child care tax credit, and also an earned income tax credit for childless workers. We're really trying to make sure that folks come out of COVID in a place where we can move forward and rebuild and not have to continue to repair, and giving this a good shot in the arm on an economic level is going to benefit us.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. Now, Republicans have criticized it as too much money, and I forget the numbers I've seen thrown out that only like 9% or 12%, whatever, actually goes to COVID relief. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's just not true. It's always easy to spin that, almost anything the way you want it to sound. But in this case, this is a COVID bill and direct relief for the American public. All of this is related to COVID initiatives, and there's no bailing out of blue states or red states. We all are getting state and local funding, which I haven't brought up yet, that's based on population. So it's a fair formula across the country to ensure that all of our communities, and, you know, this is from, Malvern to Indianola and Council Bluffs to Des Moines, we have seen revenue loss in our local communities, and this will really help shore that up so that we can pay our firefighters and teachers and repair our sidewalks and fix our lights and all that stuff. So this isn't too large. And I would tell you, I was at the state of Iowa in the 2009 recession, the 2008 through 2010, basically, and I was part of the group that oversaw Reinvestment Recovery Act money that came in to help with the recession. And any economist, in retrospect, says that what happened was we fell short because people said it was too big, that we shouldn't spend money, and that we didn't infuse the economy with the capital that was needed. And what that did was exacerbate unemployment for a much longer period of time, and really impacted underemployment as well. So what we saw was a long-term impact for that we've barely started coming out of because of not making sure that we had what we needed during a really difficult time.
Is this more targeted than it was under President Trump, the help for businesses, in particular, because I'm not going to name any businesses, but I know businesses that were prospering in part because of the pandemic received hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars in support. And that just seemed pretty odd to me. Is it more targeted this time?
It is, and you're right, Bob. I mean, I never want to see taxpayer dollars go to in a way that isn't necessary. And it's unfortunate that early on, when we really needed to get a hold of this, as big as this was, and the structural issues in getting support out to businesses, it was hard to pinpoint each business. And as we've moved through now our third package here, we've been able to pinpoint that more. So the Paycheck Protection Program, for instance, the PPP, in this round is really focused in on businesses with under 20 employees who've taken the hardest hit. We focused on restaurants because, of course, they've been really having a rough time during this. And we focused on folks who do things around live events or who provide for that. To make sure that they can, thrive. I think about a woman that I spoke with out of Council Bluffs a year ago who supplies things for RAGBRAI. Well, that was her big moneymaker. That's a live event. We've got to help those folks keep their businesses intact. When we get RAGBRAI back up, we're going to need her. So I'd say it's really, a targeted package. I'm glad we're able to do that. Some of those businesses who received the money ended up giving it back, and I really praise those people who did that. But I've heard others, just like you did, that sat on it, and that's unfortunate. So this is a definitely much more focused.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. You mentioned the $1,400 checks on average. Part of the deal is for the economy to grow and prosper, we need to spend that. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
And so the lower you are on the income scale, the more likely you are going to spend that and, in a sense, invest in rent and food and all kinds of things, as opposed to the money going to a more wealthy person that might just sock it in the bank. The advice is to spend this to help grow the economy.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the hope for everyone who received the funding. And I do believe that the bulk of the folks who got it did that. Certainly, as you mentioned, there's people who didn't need it and got it, and they probably used it to you know, invest or something. But to your point, it's called a stimulus check for a reason, not just an individual. But if you go out and spend that in your community, that itself helps your community stay afloat. For every dollar that's spent in the community, there's like a two or three times that it expands within that community. Because if you're going into, Taco John's, one of my favorites right there on the strip coming into Indianola, you're helping those workers put money in their pocket. Then they're going, over and getting, some clothes that they need somewhere because they had, still have a paycheck. And so you're helping that store. So, this is what it was meant to do, and it is working. And that's why we have to keep doing it.
Now, I'm sort of joking here, but I'm old enough when America used to build things, roads and bridges and stuff like that. Is there any chance of an infrastructure bill?
My gosh, we need this more than ever. You're right. We need to get things built. I hear a little bit of back and forth, but the latest that I've heard is that we think that we're going to get this moving forward this year. So I'm hopeful that we'll make this happen. Obviously, in addition to fixing our roads and bridges and our sewer systems that are in many cases in Iowa up to 100 years old and really ripe for failure, we're looking at locks and dams along the Mississippi, certainly broadband out to our state in those areas where we're missing it in the last mile. This would not only be a great opportunity to put people back to work in good paying jobs, it would help us move towards things like new energy and climate issues as we address infrastructure in a way that impacts those issues. That will create new opportunities for industries and work for people. Not to mention, I look at infrastructure as a national security issue, and we've got to make sure that we have good roads and bridges. And everything that we need, our electric grid, et cetera. So I think we're going to get there. I just don't have an exact date yet.
Now, I know you've been working with the Biofuels Caucus. Can you tell us if there's been any progress and what you've been working on?
Well, I'm one of the co-chairs of the caucus, and we are going full throttle. After multiple years of, attack on our ethanol industry in Iowa, it's time we switch this around. So I've got the Renewable Fuels Infrastructure and Market Expansion Act because infrastructure, as we just talked about, or I'll say the lack thereof, with our ethanol industry is one of the biggest barriers standing in the way of expansion of renewable fuels. So my legislation addresses that by authorizing $500 million over the next 5 years for the installation of new fuel pump infrastructure or conversion of existing pumps in order to deliver blends greater than E10. That will help us get more ethanol into our gas. That will help us expand, not just in Iowa, but across the country, opportunity for those pumps to be able to sell our products. And that will open up new markets for us. So that's a great bill. And we have a couple of others, one that addresses the EPA's decade-old modeling of greenhouse gas emissions, which they say that ethanol is only 20% cleaner than gas. Well, in many cases, it's leveled at 40 to 60% cleaner. We need to update that because we want states like California to say we want ethanol here. And by seeing how clean it is compared to what's on the books, they'll be more apt to want to have our product. So we're doing a lot, and we also have the GREET Act, which addresses abuse of the small refinery exemptions. We're ready to roll.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, please get vaccinated. we're trying very hard to make sure that on a federal level that we're pushing those vaccines out to Iowa. The best way that we get our kids back in school full time, our folks back to work, and get to see our families is to get vaccinated. And in the meantime, wear masks to stop the spread. So keep vigilant. I know we're all so tired of this. My gosh. But we're in this together, and together we can solve this problem if we all work hard at it.
Thanks to Congresswoman Cindy Axne for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.